But again, I'm not going
to
discuss.
I just want to say one thing. The word lie does not mean it's what you're supposed to say. We're not supposed to say.
But
they are two different things. To conflate them, and that's correct, use the word conflate, is not necessary.
Okay. Whether it's necessary or not, the Kutzker Rebbe says this. I just quoted him. End of story. Take it, leave it. Doesn't bother me. It's not from you. Give me a crimp last time I checked. Okay.
In regards to the kids dying of those.
There were Ketanim. Ketanim are unfortunately, Ketanim can die because of the sin of their parents. They're viewed as possessions. But this, again, we're past Moshe Seder. It's almost 2 minutes in the Gemara. That's the Gemara right. We are at the two dots, six lines into Samachay Amid Beis. That's the Gemara. Batek me Esther Mama Beloy Matza. He checked his 20 Amos, and he didn't find anything. My. Well, again, with Machlokes. Two shots him in the rush, but you have to check in both directions. Or since everybody buries head first in, you only have to check in one direction. We had that Machlokes from the Amid Aleph in the rush. No, because the caves would be to the side of the legs. From the head to the other side, that's not how they made caves. I don't know. You're asking a good question. I'm not sure I understand it, but that's what the rush said. Bodak me'esher mama le'matzamai. Now, what this Gemara means is the Rush will offer a shot, slug it up, offer a second shot, slug it up, and say his own shot. What's the question? You checked and you didn't find. End of story. What exactly is bothering the Gemara? Amar of Menashe bar Yirmiya, schunas kvaras mai taima. Okay, let's see the Rush so we can understand what in the world does the Gemara mean. Zump the Rush. Badak Chof. I take it back. Amar of Sheshes, but they changed from Sheshes to Amar of Menashe by Yirmiya, probably. No, they take out of Sheshes. Amar Rav, whoever it is. It's Rav, because Amar of Menashe by Yirmiya, Amar Rav. Scharizesh Chunas Kvaras. So the Rush is geared to the Gemara. Loi Matzamai, back to the Gemara for a second. Amar of Menashe by Yirmiya, Amar Rav. Harizesh Chunas Kvaras. I don't have where you have the Rush. This is my problem, the whole Masechta. We only have one blot left of this. It's right after the Gemara, Ilam Matzah. The Gemara is on Samechei Amid Beis.
Right.
I can't imagine that the Rush is on Samechei Amid Aleph. That's for sure not. I have, again, if you give me your Gemara, I'll find it. It's much easier to do that than to try to guess around and something I have. Badek Chav Amid Beloy Matzah. That's the first day of Amid Aleph.
He
didn't find any mates. This is the first shot in the rush. The Gemara wants to know, can you assume that you didn't do a good check? You have to dig deeper. Dig till you get virgin ground. So according to the first shot in the rush, the Gemara wants to know, if you checked 20 amos and didn't find, do we make you do a recheck? It says, at karka basula, till virgin ground. I assume that means deeper. Ad karka basula. Amar of Sheshes, he takes out the word Sheshes, it's Amar Rav, Harizesh Chunas Kvaras. Zok the Rush, what does that mean? Ein letame el gimel rishayim shemata. Just worry about the three that you found. Ve'ein tarach libdekayit, you're finished. So according to the first shot of the rush, the Gemara wants to know, do you have to do a recheck? The answer is no. What you found, the three, is the Shkunas Kvaras. You can't move them. But there's nothing else there. Don't worry about anything else. End of story. No recheck required. That's the rush of first shot in the Gemara. You checked 20 amos. You didn't find anything. No recheck required. Zok the Gemara, Zok the rush, Vakashali. It's a fair shot. The Beperik tells above the Allah's Basar HaKmishna, when it says check 20 Amos, Tanana, Baidik Amma Maniach Amma, he checks an amma, then he can skip an amma. But when he checks, he has to dig all the way to a rock or virgin ground. That means the first check goes all the way down. So what's this recheck? According to this shot, the first check wasn't deep enough, and the question is, do you have to do a recheck all the way down? Well, the commissioner says that the first check has to be all the way down. What?
So the answer is you would have to.
You don't, because you did it to the first. The first one should have.
But if you didn't.
But that's not the Gemara Shiloh. Then you didn't check.
But then you would have to.
But then you didn't check. Then the Gemara can't ask. You checked 20
you checked, you just didn't check either.
No, but the Mishnah says check. Right? The Gemara, what if you checked and didn't find? The answer to your question is you didn't check. The Gemara says you did check. That means you followed the Mishnah's order of how to check. Right?
Maybe. Maybe not. You checked, but you didn't really, but you didn't check according to the guidelines. That's considered a non-check.
Hold a second, I gotta do this.
No school. That's gonna be happy.
I'm sorry. Hi, I drove Taylor and Mayfield. They're very drivable. They're almost down to the pavement. Mayfield was completely down to the pavement. Taylor still has a little thing. I didn't see any reason to cancel school. It's 20 degrees. The parents are driving. It's not cold. No busing. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm doing. You have an easier time. It's only half a day, right? So, yeah. Okay, fine. Hatzlacha. Bye-bye. That was Simi.
That was my daughter-in-law?
What?
It was?
Simi.
I thought you said...
I thought it was Rabbi Stein, it was Simi. Okay, later. So if you did it right, you checked. Zag de Gemara, right? The Lashon Hara says Shechunas Kvaris, I'm asking my guy Pirsha. There wasn't a question whether it was Shechunas Kvaris or not. We knew it was a Shechunas Kvaris. He found three. So what's the Gemara answer? It's a Shechunas Kvaris. It's a Kiddush? That's not a Kiddush that this is a Shechunas Kvaris. Oid Mefarshim. So now the Rosh brings a second shot. Badikhov Amma B'loi Matza. Mahu. Shetzrichu Livdik Oid Chav Amma Meruach Acheres. You checked on one side and didn't find. You have to check the other side. Do you say once you checked on one side, it's not there? It's not there on the other side. Or do you have to check all sides? So according to this shot, the Gemara shot, if you check one side, you have to check the second side. And the answer is, no, you don't.
The first time you went all the way down to...
Yes, on one side.
On one side.
And now the question is, you have to go to the other side.
So what would be the reason you shouldn't?
Well, the Gemara said you don't. You can assume since it's not there on one side, it's not there on the other side. Again, Dr. Rush, the Gamal Pirizeh, he changes the next three letters. What does he change it to? The Gamal Pirizeh, Ayin. Yesh Lahakshais. He changes that abbreviation to Yesh Lahakshais.
That's my question.
The Divrei HaMefarshim saying Tzarech Livdek Rak Miraglam Meis Veiluch, according to those that said you only check on one side to begin with, right? So Lekel Mibay Media, there's no Shiloh, you check to the right side. Well, the Divrei HaMefarshim saying Hekel Miraglam Meis, and those who say you have to check two sides, see that the Tzarech Livdek Mibay Sodom, I am asking, Rabbi Cohen's question. But my pasuk lay dein tzarech. Why did the Gemara come out? You know, tzarech shechunas kvaris. Le mashma gam kipiris that. Also, the word tzarech shechunas kvaris doesn't sound like that. Therefore, some derives from nearly the faris. So he tried one shot, he tried a second shot, and now he says his shot. Badik b'loy matzamai umibayalei im mutra lifnas elu gimel mikan. Can he move the three now? The kaidim badikin chashina shemamaris hayukan. The reason you couldn't move it maybe is because maybe there's additional kvaris. Maybe this is a long, big base on kvaris. But now that you find that it's not a base on kvaris, so it's only three here, maybe move them. Maybe the halacha that you can't move three is only because you might have additional kvaris around. Maybe this is a huge cemetery. But now you know it's not a huge cemetery. So now the question is, can I move these three?
These are all tequila, right?
Tequila, yeah. And the answer is, let me just read the Rashi. The Kaidim B'nika Kashinan Shema Maris Hayukam B'sukadim L'Kvarim. Maybe there are other caves around. The Kivin the Badim B'lei Matzo. Huvra Adavar Shein Kan Shkunas Kvarim. This is not a cemetery, large one. They ain't directly from Mesim and Makam Abyukad L'Kvarim. Usually, when you find three, you will find more. And in this case, you're not finding more. So maybe it's a mistake, these three, and move them. And the answer is, Ashul Kudus Skwaris, Upsitale, Kivin the Gimelheim, Makzakinale, Shkudus Skwaris, Apishle Matsi Yitzer. But like you've seen in Hacha, my time, Amarish Lakasila Matsi, he erases the next line in the Gemara.
And so he says you can't move them?
Can't move them. The question was, Loi Matsa Mai, can you move these three? No, Shkunas Kvaris. This is a Shkunas Kvaris, and you cannot move it.
Why did you write this tequila? Maybe that must
have. That's what Matzah means. No, there's no known here. You found them. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what he meant by tequila.
How far do you have to go for it tomorrow again?
I don't know.
You have three, and you said this is going to be a cemetery.
And then you went 20 amas in each direction and didn't find anything.
That was it. Yeah.
So now this is not a huge cemetery. It's a very small cemetery. Can you move this small cemetery? The answer is no. That's the Gemara. The other two Pshatim, the rest doesn't understand. Yes?
Does the legal designation of the cemetery start with occupation or designation?
It's the Gemara and Sanhedrin.
I don't remember.
It's Shiloh, the Gemara and Sanhedrin.
Do you know the rough address?
This is a guess. It's in the fifth parak. If I have to guess, Saddam and Bays.
That began with specification.
Okay. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Again, we're interested in Raglayim Ladavar. So we're covering a huge section of Shas. Kol Sabik Negam B'Tchila Tahar.
So the chiddush here is, you went and you found, found three tequilas, right?
I don't know what tequila means. Don't use Hebrew for me. Can you not use Hebrew?
Okay, the word tequila means...
You knew about him, you didn't know about him.
Well, you do.
Okay, so that's what I said, and he thought it meant you knew about him. Right, next. So let's use English.
Okay.
Don't use lo you do either. I don't understand Lashon Kodesh. Go to English.
All three.
Yes.
And the chiddush is, now lo you do all three.
I don't know what you do. I talk English.
But the first time was, you didn't know anything about it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, please finish the sentence.
You can't move them.
Can't move them.
Why?
The Shkunas Kvaris.
That's not a Shkunas Kvaris. You just checked.
Shkunas Kvaris can have two interpretations. Three is a Shkunas Kvaris. The Gemara's question was maybe not. Maybe three is only a Shkunas Kvaris because of the surrounding. The answer is no. Three is integrally, in whatever word it is, a Shkunas Kvaris.
Mm-hmm.
Inherently, yes, thank you.
Hans Rosh Amarava,
he takes out from the words my daima. Not there, he said. Take it out. Amarav, Shkunas Kvaris. What words do you have after that? Right before the Mishnah.
Amarav.
He takes that from my time into the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Weiter calls Savik Nagam. We don't know what these words mean, okay? I'm going to learn the Mishnah and say, wait to the Gemara. Till the guy became tame and is a suffix, you go tahar. Once he's tame, straight to tame. Now, Dr. Rush, what does this mean? The Rush will explain, and then we will see. Dr. Rush, kol suffix negam b'tchila tahar, the perikay the masechtas negam b'farishlo. The Gemara explains this. In the Gemara, the Mishnah explains this in the fifth parak of the Goyim. What does the Mishnah explain there? Betchilat actually niskik l'tumah kaitzad, and this is the Rosh's explanation. I don't know where you have this, Rush, because it's all over the page.
Yeah, turn pages.
Yes, my thing, the whole rush of this Gemara is on the next number. I don't know where you have it, but that's what I have. Shnayim Shabo Eitzel Kayan. Two people came to the Kayan. B'zeh Beheres Kegris. One has the Beheres Kegris, which is enough to be Tamei. U'b'zeh Beheres Kesela. And one has it bigger, the size of a coin, which is bigger than a gris. Now, both are Tamei, but both don't have white hair, so they get locked into the room. Not locked into the room. They're called the Betzaira Musker, meaning they have not yet reached the level of Mukhlut. They are Tamei Musker. Now, one of the Simani Tum at the end of the week is if it grew. Right? If it grew, it's Tamei Mukhlut. If it stayed the same, it gets a second week. So now, Besayv Shavua, at the end of the week, Bezekesela. They both have the size of Sela. One of them grew. The other one stayed the same. We don't know which one grew. Neither was a muklat. Both were musker. The question is, do we make them a muklat? One of them became a muklat. We don't know which one. Which one became the muklat? Reuven and Shimon had Negoim. Both were locked up for a week. That's what it's called, musker. They're not really locked up. And they locked him up. At the end of the week, it grew. One of them grew. We don't know which one.
I'm not sure.
They're not going to tell you. And they're not them anyway.
Oh, you can't lie. You can't check again. It's gone. What happened?
The guy, the Kayan, didn't write down which one was a gris and which one was a fella. There's no records.
Now they're both musker.
We have to lock them both up for another week because no, but we don't know which one became a muklut.
Why can't we believe them? Because they're
gaya? I don't know why. A kayan has to know which one became more. I know it's a good question. Why don't they tell us? Maybe they don't want to tell us. Maybe he's not interested in telling you they grew.
I assume that they came on their own course.
Again, they came because their wife kicked them out of the house and said, "Go ask Shiloh." Half the reasons why people have Shilas. So the wife kicks him out of the house and says, "Gas the Shilas."
3/4 of them.
Yeah.
They're both Casella.
Now, at the end of the week, that's called Mitzchila. Now, this could happen in one person. He has 2 Negoim, 1 Gris and 1 Casella. They locked him up because neither has Sarah Levin. At the end of the week, they're both Casella. Now, he's coming. Muklut for one of the two. Which one? The nafkamina is if it starts shrinking and it turns color. Now, if the one that was, which one has to shrink and which one can stay the same?
Either way, it's a
muklut. Yeah, but the difference is when nega A shrinks and nega B stays the same, did the muklut shrink or did the musker shrink? The musker doesn't have to shrink. The muklut has to become tar again, whatever the simon tar is. Has to retract. He doesn't know which one. But since we didn't know why he's a muklut, so we say he's tar. It means he becomes not a muklut. Since we don't know which one is the one that grew, he doesn't become a muklut. That's the halacha. You have to know which nega makes you a muklut. And since he has 2 negaim, one of them grew, but we don't know which one. We can't make him a muklut.
Can't make him a
muklut. He's not a muklut.
That's a kula.
That's what it says. Betchila tar. Betayis ganim darshle mikra. In Betayis ganim, we learn it from pasuk. Betime aisai es avadai hu metame. Pirish nega shu vade metame. Lekoya gavra. Timi Aisa doesn't mean the person's tame, it means the nega's tame. Ve'ena matame tasafik. There is a kasuf. If the kain doesn't know why he's becoming tame, he doesn't become tame. Weiter. Mishnah says, Mishinishka motoma. Once he's tame already, so then, smeka tame. What's the case? Zok derash. Keitzat. Bei shabo eitz a kain. Bezeba heres kigris, ubezeka sela. Lloyd. One has a Beheres Kegris, and one has a Sela and Plus. I'm sorry. Kate Bezabo at the claim Bazakas Chris or Bazakasella, period. Besides Shavua, at the end of the week, besides Bazakasella Viyad or Bazakasella Viyad, they both grew. One grew from a Gris to Sella Plus, and one grew from Sella to Sella Plus. So both grew, right? Shneim Tameim. Ashiach Zerulius Gris. Now it has to go back to the original size. How far does it have to go back down? One of them should only have to go down to Sella. That's where he started. The other one has to go back to Gris. But we don't know which one. But they're both Tameh. So then they have to get all the way down to a Gris for us to make him Tar. Let me explain again. Two people walk into a Kayin. One has the size of a Gris. One has the size of a Sella. At the end of the week, both have more than a Sella. Now to become Tar, has to get back to the original size. What's the original size? They had two original sizes. They're both Tameh, so it gets back to the lower one. Because Safik Tumah, once he's Tameh, the Xeris HaKasav is that he remains Tameh. Reglayim L'davar, that's the same word we've been using throughout the sugya. The Teres Kahanim Doris LeMikra, the Tihir Eisai. Savadeh Hu Matar, Reinim Matar is a Safik. Both Xeris HaKasav. To be Matama, you have to know what you're doing, 100%. And when you're Matar, you have to know what you're doing, 100%. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring another Pasuk, not the Tiras Kahanim Sukkim, and the Gemara is going to slug it up. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, I'm a Kwal, Latare, or Latamai. The Pasuk said, by the way, we're going to have to keep Halt Cup here. The Gemara is on Samach Hamad Beis, the Rush is on Samach Glavim and Aleph. I can't help that. That's the way it is. So we're going to have to jump back and forth. So if anybody can keep their finger on the place, as I'm above them at Aleph, or know where it is, so we can find the rush easy. I'm reviewed, I'm Rav, I'm Rav, Latare and Latamai. The Pasuk says, Latare and Latamai. First it says, Latare. Pasuk says, he goes to the Kayan. Latare and Latamai. Right? Says it by Begit. Hayo, Pasuk by Akasa, Latare, Tchila. Since the Tire said that, Tar first, so therefore, when he's not Tamei, we're Meiko. Why is that depend if he was Tar or Tamei? The Tar said, Latare first. Why are we differentiating between the person who wasn't yet a Mukhlut to the case when they were both Mukhlut and then one of them shrinks? We have to know how far to shrink. Why should it make a difference? It's Xeris HaKasav, Latare or Latamei. Whenever you're Mesupik, you should be Matar. And for the Gemara, you're right. That's not the source of our Mishnah. You want to know the source of our Mishnah? That's the Tiras Kahanim. That's the source of the Mishnah. That which Rabbi Yehuda Merab brought to Pasuk Latari Latamai was in a different case. Where did he bring it? Ahoyimar. The halacha is, in Baharis Kadmalaseir Lavan Tameh, a guy walks into a nega. It took Ayan. He has a nega the size of a gris. And there's white hair. Now, the halacha as follows. If the blotch was there before the hair turned white, he's Tameh. This is Akzeris HaKasav. Vimseir Lavan Kaidim LeBaharis. If the hair turned white and then he developed the blotch, Tahar. So the guy walks into the Kayan. He has to tell the Kayan. This is the order of how this happened. Suffolk, what if he doesn't know? Tameh. The Tanakhama says he's Tameh. Rabbi Shua Amar Kiha. How does he translate the word Kiha? Faint. Frank the Gemara my Kiha. What does faint mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kiha Vitar. Rabbi Yehuda meant he's Tar. Vidum Kiha Vitameh. How does he know? Meaning, how do we know? I don't know what the question is. Why don't we say Rabbi Shua says Tameh? Oh, why does Rabbi, really the question is, why does Rabbi Shua say Tar? To Sabbath Geraisa. That if the person doesn't know the order, you can go Lakula. That's where he said it. Which one happened first, the blotch or the white hair? Dr. Rush, on the Samach Vavam and Aleph, that's where I have it. I assume everybody has it there, but I don't know. Menani Mili the Suffolk Nagam Lahakal. How do I know Suffolk Nagam Lahakal? How you look Pasuk by Akasa Batari Tchila? Mizay Yashlomo, the whole Suffolk Bataglina Bay Latari. From there you learn out that you go Latar. Yahaki the Micro Yalpas Love, you learn it from this Pasuk. I feel in this seat Latumanami, the Xeris Akasa, which is Xeris Akasa. Okay, but you're the Maravahoi. The Hakra, Asul Drash Achrina, Latara Latamai is a different drash. The Hod the Mifli Masnitsa and Ben Hiskit Latuma Ben Len Yiskak. So where did our Mishnah get that logo from? Mikroy the Taras Kahanim Darisla. There's Chime Yitzai, Tier Yitzai, the Parashti Ben Masnitsa. In Baharis Kadma Lasay the Lava Tame, the Siv, the Rush says it's a Pasik. Vihi Hafcha Sayer Lava. The blotch turned the hair white. The Behina Shabaharis Mapras in the Lovan, that the Baharis changed it into white. So, let me say, I'm not finished yet. Sabi Tamei, Rabbi Shuai Makia. Pirish Tar, Kamai Vine Cheya Hanega. Tar. The Duma Kia Matame, claim in my time in Rabbi Shuai Matar. Why is Rabbi Shuai Matar? Duma Royally is Tame, Babi Kamai Minohani Mili. Really, the Gemara means how does Rabbi Shuai know it? El Shalazan Zazim Zazim Mishuna. Nazir doesn't express itself necessarily clearly. The Gemara says, maybe this is what Rabbi Shua means. Not true. Rabbi Shua told you what he meant. Faith means Tahar. The Gemara is really asking, how did Rabbi Shua know it? Yes, what's your question? Not this halacha. Timi Aisa was the Mishnah's halacha.
So why do we have a question? What's the difference in this
time? Because it also says Betir Aisa. The Rush and the Mishnah brought two psukim. Timi Aisa, Betir Aisa. So he learns to make somebody tama, you have to be vadai, and to make somebody tar, you have to be vadai. That was double Xeris Akasov. Yes?
Question. I thought I heard you say that this source of the Mishnah is
Teres Kahana. The psukim that the Mishnah bases it on is Darshan and Teres Kahana. Correct.
But Teres Kahana, if I remember correctly, comes after
again,
the Mishnah.
Again. The Gemara, hold on a second. The Mishnah brings halacha. Frank, the Gemara Menani, you leave, the Gemara brings a pasuk. The Gemara is after the Mishnah. It's explaining the reasons of the Mishnah. Teres Kahanim can be explaining the reasons of the halacha of the Mishnah. Nothing wrong with that.
Make sure I had this. Right.
Yeah.
I think Rebbe had that word by Yad Kiha.
What?
Left hand.
Yad Kiha. Thank you very much. No, it's not. Kaya doesn't mean faint there. Kaya means weak.
Weak.
Yeah, Kaya here doesn't mean weak. It means faint. Okay, same root. I'm out. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for enlightening me. Yes, it's in Halacha. Yanki just learned it yesterday or the day before in Hochstrohen. The Kaya, Yad Kaya. Yes, I was listening in as Rabbi Gershon gives it here. Yes. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Okay, let me explain this Halacha. A person, there's two kinds of discharges that come out of a man's body. One is shikvazera, semen, and one is zivus. It is a different texture. Rashi and Chumash explained the difference in the textures. I don't remember clearly. The man of that makes no difference. I'm sorry?
Zivus more watery.
More?
Watery.
Okay. Whatever it is, there's two discharges that come out. A person has keri, which is regular semen, he becomes tummy for one day. That's a balkari. A person has zivus, if he has two discharges, he becomes tummy for 7 days. If he has three discharges within 3 days, he becomes tummy for 7 days, clean days, and he has to bring a carbon. But we're not learning Yochum's zivus as far as that's concerned. That's a background. Two discharges, 7 days, three discharges, 7 days in a carpet. Now, the first discharge, I don't care what the cause was. There are causes that are natural, and there are causes that are brought on by things that people do. They will cause a zivus. We don't care what the cause of the first discharge was. The first discharge of zivus is treated the same as the discharge of shechvazera. There's no difference in halacha within the person who has one discharge of the zivus material than if he has discharge of the shechvazera material. He's tamei for 1 day. Now, the second one, which makes him tamei for 7 days, he has to answer 7 questions before he becomes tamei. We ask him 7 questions. And if he answers yes to any of those questions, he doesn't become a zav. Because the second one has to be a natural thing, not brought on by an activity that preceded it. An activity that preceded it does not allow him to become a Zav. And he remains a Balkari. So here is the guy that had discharged Zivus number one on Sunday and discharged Zivus number two either on Sunday or Monday, I don't care. We asked the second one, not the first one, we asked him seven questions. And if he answers yes to any of these seven questions, he didn't become a Zav, he's coming for one day, and he goes on. Once he has two, and the second, when he answered the seven questions, was no, and then he has a third one, we don't ask him any questions anymore. We say he's a Zav with three, even though the third one might have been caused by a not natural cause. This is Zeres HaKasav. To become a Zav, we have to know it was natural. Once he is a Zav, we don't have to know it's natural anymore. That's the reason.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I have just a really basic question. Is all of this negated today?
No.
No.
No. In fact, next week we'll spend more time on this, but no is the answer. It doesn't make a difference today if a guy's a Zav or a Malkari. He's allowed to have a relationship with his wife. He's not usher in anything. He's Tamei. He's Tamei anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
We're talking about a man. We're talking about a man, Zav. We didn't say the word Zava. Zava is for next week. That's why I said. Next week, we'll talk about Nida and Zava. This week, we're talking about Valkyrie and Zav. We're men. We're only talking about men. We're being male chauvinists.
You always say that we're all Tamei Mace, but this is something... This is something different. I'm just looking at what we're about to study, which is the external causes or the physical activities that the Mishnah says might cause this kind of thing. I'm just curious, do we still hold by that today?
Let me explain. A person has a relationship with his wife. He becomes a Balkari. He remains tummy as a Balkari until he goes to the mikvah. He goes to the mikvah. He becomes a Tvoyayim, the night he becomes Tzahar. So, does it make a difference practically while he's a Balkari or not? Not in Halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Halachically, he can remain a Balkari till he ever goes to the mikvah. And if he never goes to the mikvah, he'll be Balkari the rest of his life. It's not practically different to us. Except Balkari is a removable Tumah. He can go to the mikvah. Some people are Makpit to go to the mikvah. They go to the mikvah, and then next night they're Tzahar. They took off Tumas Balkari. Zav is coming the same way. Now, I will say there is a difference between Zav and Balkari. But this is not Negayas at all. That a Zav can only become Tar from Zav if he goes into natural water, not into a mikvah. He has to go into a lake or a well or a spring or an ocean. But it makes no difference.
All right.
So he's a Zav, he's a Zav. Who cares? I mean, I hate to say who cares, but that's the truth. We're all Tamei, so we don't care if we have extra Tumma.
Zav is a higher degree.
Okay.
Yes. He needs seven clean days.
He needs other things Tamei by sitting in
Zav. What? Again, you're making things Tamei by sitting all the time.
Even a carrier?
No. Carrier is a reason. No. But yeah, Zav does. But this is Tamei, by the way. I touched it.
So why would a person... Muslim goes to a funeral, he has to wash his hands.
That's a Drabbana. Nothing, he really doesn't become tar. Drabbana said there are certain things that bring a ruach ra. Like when you wake up in the morning, why do you wash your hands? Nagavasar. So Drabbana say that there's other things that bring a ruach ra. Cutting your nails, taking a haircut, filing a funeral, going to the bathroom.
Rabbanan or
Menach? It's in Paschal. So you call what you want.
as we've been learning, I was wrong. Okay.
Yes.
Now make this as Zohar Kerry. Could they put out Zohar next
morning? Why not? Again, those who were one time in history, there was such a thing called Tfilas Ezra. That one person wasn't allowed to learn or daven when he's about Kerry until he goes to the mikvah. So he couldn't put on Zohar either.
That was one time?
Period in one era in history. Then the Gemara said, they were Mavatuit. There are people that are still Makpin. The Rambam in a letter writes, Miyamai Levitalti. Rambam writes, I never missed Tfilas Ezra. The Arishayim that are Makhmer. Rambam passes the kula, but he himself writes on himself, Miyamah Lefetalit. I never missed it.
What's the word?
Who?
What word did he use?
Miyamai loy batalti.
Oh, batalti. I thought you said
tivalti. Miyamai loy batalti. That's what Rambam writes. Again, halachically, there's no chiyuv today. There are people that go.
And why did they do it with
Ezra? What?
Why did they have
Ezra made a takon. Masechtas brachas. See Masechtas brachas. Anywhere between Daf Chav Aleph and Chav Dalet, it's length. These are the seven questions. Actually, Nisket Laziva until he becomes a Zav. The Machol, certain foods, and the Mishnah in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma, list the foods that cause discharges. I don't remember them all. The Rush brings them in abbreviation form. So if I can figure it out, I will, and if I can't, I'll just say Siyuma. The Mishnah, certain drinks. The Masa, carrying heavy weights. Tfitza, jumping. Choyli, illness. Mara, seeing a thing he shouldn't be looking at. Now, some learn Mara means he has to see a relationship between a man and a woman. Some learn Mara just means he has to see a picture that he shouldn't be looking at. Here, thinking about inappropriate things. That's the seven questions. Mishaniskik Laziva ain't Vaitkinaisa. Once he becomes a Zav, no questions are asked. Let's do the Rush till now. Again, Rush is on Amud Aleph. Dr. Rush, B'shiva drachim b'itkinas hazav, shimra machmas einus. If it was because of an einus, which is a way of saying not a natural cause, tahar, v'shina mipsarai, v'lay machmas einsai. Mipsarai means it has to be natural. Atzulay niskit l'tumma, the hainu, sharaya riyashniya, when he has the second discharge, that's when he becomes a zav, that when he sits on something or lays on something, it becomes tame. The first one, he's tame for one day, kedim balkeri, because she didn't pay b'nai skusim. This is Gemara in Masechtas Nida. Zoyis tayres hazav, ashatayin tzim imenu shich b'zera. Rear rishayinus hazav, iskish lebalkeri. The first discharge of a zav is like a balkeri. And it combines with the second one, even if the second one was, even if the first one was einus. What are the seven questions? Machol. In Bachul Dvarim Hamavin Lidezivah, to the Mefarish Perikamba de Yuma. Now in the Haggah it says, Da'im Machilin Aisid Loi Chagvi Veloi Gabam. There are seven foods that we don't let the Kohen Gadol eat on Erev Yom Kippur because they cause discharges. So the question, did you eat, is did you eat any one of the seven foods? Now, do I remember what the seven foods are? I can remember some of them. Chagavim is the Ches. One of the Gimels is Gvina. Eggs, Beya is the third one. And I don't remember the rest, I'll be honest. I didn't look it up. And the article enlightened us. He would do it in the Mishnah. If Artskor enlightens us, he would do it in the Mishnah. He might say, see first Perek of Yuma. Doesn't? In the bottom? Did you list them? Doesn't. Okay. I'm sorry, but he doesn't. Okay, Saiter. It's remiss of me not to look it up, but I wouldn't remember it anyway. Shtia, Baribu Shtia, drinking too much.
Rabbi, he does list some.
Okay, can you list them to me?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's all inclusive, but it says fatty meat, milk, cheese, eggs, or old wine.
That's four out of the seven.
What are you looking for? Here, it's
25. Footnote 25.
Thank you very much, Harvey. The Masa, Kovichinasa, heavyweight. The Mara, Raw Isha, I feel a lawyer. He saw a woman, he stared at a woman, even if he didn't think her. The hearer, I feel a lawyer. The Mira, Laechad Me'elu, Hazayan, if one of these seven happened, Kaidim Shara, Riyashnia, Aina Nasa, I have extra words here, it doesn't become a Zav, Vatipa Aina Matamba the Masa, the drop of Zivus. If one carries it without touching it, he becomes tamei. This is not zivus, this is carry. Mishenizkit l'tuma, shavra shalai v'aynas, ein bait can I say. V'avim ra shlishes v'aynas, even if the third one was from one of these seven causes, nasas of the carbon. V'chein ha-revias seseres afil v'aynas, which means the guy is azav, he has to have 7 clean days, and during those 7 clean days, he ate one of those ingredients and it caused zivus. It interfered. He didn't have 7 clean days. It was an unnatural cause. Again, natural means without any stimuli, one of these 7 things, right? If this was because of a stimulus, doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is, once he's past two, it makes no difference what caused it. Now the Mishnah continues. Einzai usveikai b'shich v'zarai, and the Gemara is going to explain all three. Once we decide that he's a zav, even if it happened behind us, whatever that means, and suffik and shich v'zara, tameim. Why do we treat the guy differently once he's a zav? Shereglayim l'davar. Once he's a zav, we assume that it would have happened anyway. That's the end of this case. Zok derash, sveikai b'shich v'zarai, mefarish b'gemara, shereglayim l'davar, shleibatzariya machmasainas. We don't attribute that the third and the fourth came because of an unnatural cause. Kivut shekvanas is up. Once he's a zav, and the guy ate a lot, we say it wasn't the food. It was natural. I ate a lot. Once you're a zav, we assume it's natural. Now, the next case in the Mishnah. Hamakias chaveroi. And by the way, there will be no Gemara explanation on this next case. Hamakias chaveroi. Somebody hits his friend. Lamdula misa. And the doctor said, this is a fatal blow. The doctor said, there's no way he's surviving this. All of a sudden, he got better. He got better for a few weeks, and then he died. Chayav. Because we assume that he, because of the original hit. Ibn Chemi says it's Pater. Shiraglayim l'davar. Now, it's very interesting that the Rosh doesn't explain this, the Gemara doesn't explain this, but the Gemara elsewhere, which is in Masechtas Sanhedrin, has a machloikas. Is Raglayim l'davar going back in the Tanakama? Since the doctors had said he would die, so we have a basis to assume that the death happened because of that wound. Or is Raglayim l'davar in Nechemya? He improved. Doesn't that create a basis that he's not dying because of the wound? You can learn it two ways. The Gemara in Sanhedrin makes a machloikas. It's a machloikas, which one is going on?
Could he going on both mandamas?
Pashtus not. One mandamas says the other. I don't remember anybody saying it's going on both. Again, I'm relying on my memory, which is not so great. Okay, thank you.
What's that?
He chooses the one that is going on Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. Okay, I'm Rabbi Chaya. Practicing my Menachem Mili. How do I know there's a difference between Rhea 1, 2, and 3. 1 and 3 can be unnatural, and 2 has to be natural. Amar of Nasan Amakra. Lazov and Zayvai. Now, Lazokar Velan Keva. The interesting Pasik. Zov and Zayvai tells me 2 discharges. And then the Pasik says, Lazokar Velan Keva. The Torah compares man and lady. Now, by a lady, Zivus has nothing to do with natural or unnatural. That's a halacha. We will learn that in Masechtas Nida. In fact, there's no difference in texture between Nida and Zava. It's the same blood. It's different times in a month, which we will learn in Mishnah Monday morning. But that's not the gay here. But the Torah compares Zachar and Akeva. So we say, Hazava Zayvai is unique to man. But Zachar and Akeva is once you pass two, Zachar is like Akeva. We don't care whether it's natural or not natural. Once it's past two, the zakah becomes like the negeva, which means we don't care anymore. Right? The riyashnir slishes iskus in negeva. For the third one, he's like a negeva. Frak to Gemara, Vatanya Rabbi Ezra, I remember slishes bites, can I say, but riyash ain't bites, can I say. Rabbi Ezra argues. What's his source? He says that the third one also we ask questions. Ela be'esen kamiflagi. He learns zub is one, es is two, Zayvai is three, and then Zachar Nekeva. And the Tanakhama says, no, Zav is one, Zayvai is two, and then Zachar Nekeva. Rabbi Ezra, Darish Essen, Rabbanan Loi Darish Essen. Zok Darash, Okay. Dr. Raj. Menati Mili the Mishlichis Aim Bait can I say? Amikrab Azab is Zaiba Lazakan Lakeba. Azab Chada, Zab is one. Zaiba is three. Zaiba is two. Right? Lazakar. Atkan Yesli Din Zakar. Till now he has a din of Zakar. Mikam Be'elach, Unikeba. Yesli Din Nikeba. Batama Ba'inis can ease the Paragrace Kusim, like it says in the fourth Paragrace, Kiyazav Zaidama Ra'inis Amr. Mani Mikan Dama, Machmas Atma Beloy Machmas Vlad. By a woman, we say if it's induced by a birth, it's different. We'll see that when we get neither mitzvah. For other time, you're a blazer. I'm a besliches bite. Can I say? Or bevias einus ein and nasas of the carbon. He holds that if it's not natural, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Bevias ein bite. Can I say? This is saras of filibitis. But once he's past three, then we don't care. The micah miflegi from blazer dyrus s the gimel rias chest in zachar. It's three rias that have the din of a zachar. Doctor Gemara Weiter einzeit and sveikai. Amar Rava, loy teim a suffik chaza, suffik loy chaza. Suffik doesn't mean we don't know if he saw or not. If you don't know if he saw, why should I assume he saw? A guy comes to the Rav and says, listen, I was a Zav, I am a Zav, I don't know if I had a discharge. Well, go to your psychiatrist and take care of this problem. Why should you think you had a discharge? What? I mean, that's nerves, you just stop. You know, you're just not a nervous guy. You're worried that you might have... Why should you worry about that? Of course you're tar. There's no reason to assume you had a discharge. It's a chiddush to say if a guy's mesupik if he had a discharge, whether he's tar or tame. It's not yalav yavai. If a guy's mesupik if he got yalav yavai, that's because there's a reason we say we assume he didn't say it. But if a guy's mesupik when he had a discharge, why should he worry about it? So what is the pshat? A levadei chaza. Savik machmashich v'zera, savik machmashriya. What happened is, one of the things that can cause... Yeah, this guy's a zav. And now we don't care if it's natural or not. But there's an interesting halacha by a zav, and this is Xeris HaKasav. A guy who saw Kerry. That's a certain kind of discharge. Again, it's a different discharge. He's a zav. And he had a relationship with his wife, which is perfectly legal. Or he didn't have a relationship with his wife. And he saw Kerry. And then afterwards he saw Ziva within 24 hours. The halacha is it's only ruins one day. It doesn't make him do 7 days over again. Let's say he's on day five. He can't count day five, but he can continue five, six, and seven. That's the halacha. Usually if a guy has a discharge of Ziva during the 7 clean days, he has to start from one over again. If he sees a carry and then sees a zivus, then the halacha is, he does not have to start over again. Only he cancels that day. If he saw zivus and then carry, then he cancels 7 days. Here is a guy, comes to the Rav, he shows them a mixture of carry and zivus. And he has no idea whether it was carry first, zivus second, or zivus first, carry second. He was sleeping at night, he had this discharge. Double discharge. He doesn't know whether Kerry came first or Zivas came first. If Kerry came first, he only has to count one more day. If Zivas came first, he has to start from day one. That's Sveikai. And that, the Mishnah says, is Tamei. Why? Shered Lion Madabra. He's already a Zav. Zav to Rash. Again, let me read the Gemara and then do the Rash. Avad Echaz, Savik Machmash Shikhmas Ere, Savik Machmash Ria. Kiva Shaniskit Lutumas Sveikai Tamei. Zav to Rash. What? Yes. Carry means a discharge of Chikvah Zera.
So the woman becomes Tomei back.
For one day.
From him.
It doesn't make a difference now. We're not learning the Chastub and Tara. Wait for Masechta's Nida. We'll spend 70 blot. Zuck to Rush. Amar Rav, Eloi Tei Masabik Lechazah, Zavada Lai Matamib. He doesn't know if he discharges not Tomei. Sabik Makwa Shikvah Zera, Sabik Makwa Shriya. To God. So Badek Be'ed, he checked on a piece of clothing. Amatzal of Ziva Vekari. They were separate. My mistake. If you saw both together, then it's only one day. If it's one before the other, then it's 7 days. I thought it was the order. I made a mistake. It is the Bereg Mapelas. Ziva the Besicha Beshik Rezera, a Zavas that comes out together with Shik Rezera, that's one shot. The second shot is the shot I said. I just want to finish the rush. Or maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow. We'll leave it for tomorrow, and Metzi said we will continue. Tomorrow morning, the test will be online as soon as the Baruch Meitzer does it.